Leo, let me ask you this. As you well know, we posted a billboard here in North Carolina that drew attention to the 9/11 attacks in trying to help people understand that the problem here is Islamic ideology. It is not a peaceful religion that's been hijacked by a few extremists. And yet, you know, Leo, the message that you're trying to communicate, the message we're trying to communicate for the good of our country, seems to be being lost amidst all of this political correctness. For example, you cited the gentleman who drove his vehicle, I think, across the bridge there in London, a bridge I've been across many, many times. He mows people down. He's shouting Allahu Akbar. And yet immediately the authorities say, yes, we know he was shouting that, but he didn't really mean that. And they minimize the comments and try to correct the jihadist himself and try to say, well, his motivation was really this, when the jihadist, before he was taken down, said it was this. How do you combat that when the media, when tragically far too many of the general public are just absolutely ignoring what is glaringly in front of us?
You're absolutely right. If it's an attack in a non-Western country like the Philippines or Egypt, you know, they've been attacking Christians for months on end in Egypt. The Coptic Christians, 29 killed a couple of months ago at two different churches. You know, another several dozen killed just the other day in a bus attack where they literally had them pull out their ID certificates, and if it said they were Christian on these IDs, they asked them to repeat the Shahada, which is the Islamic conversion prayer. And of course, these cops refused, and they were butchered on the spot. Now, those type of jihadist attacks against Christians and tourists in far-off lands are hardly given a mention here in the United States. And when an attack does occur in the West, like this Manchester attack and the bridge attack before that, they can't deny or ignore those, so they try to go into downplay mode. Like you said, anything but Islam is the reason. In fact, the latest tactic is to actually blame the victims. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres recently said that the rise in terrorism across the globe is being fueled by Islamophobia. So it's our fault that they're killing us. If we're being attacked on our soil, it's because we're too Islamophobic. It's a case of Stockholm syndrome. You know, blame the victim and identify with your enemy. It's twisted. It's absolutely evil. But this is what we're seeing play out on a daily basis with these bizarre comments coming from our government leaders and from our media. After every attack, it's the same thing. The CARE and the Muslim groups start whining about Islamophobia, and then the people in the law enforcement community and the political elite start saying that, oh, you know, we need to protect our Muslims. This is not Islam. This is a perversion of Islam that you see going on here with these attacks.